Today I want to talk about two Olympic champions who refuse to make themselves easier to digest, Eileen Gu and Alyssa Liu. On the surface, they're different athletes in different sports, but if you look closely, they share something that most women are taught to tone down. They didn't try to be palatable, and that decision changed everything. Let's start with Eileen Gu. At 15, she made a choice that immediately put her at the center of global controversy. She switched from competing for Team USA to Team China, and the internet exploded. People demanded explanations. They wanted loyalty statements, emotional speeches, neat answers. Instead, she said something simple. When she's in the US, she feels American. When she's in China, she feels Chinese. She refused to shrink her identity into something that made strangers comfortable. That ambiguity irritated people, but it also protected her. While critics argued online, she built one of the most lucrative endorsement portfolios in sports: Louis Vuitton, Tiffany, Porsche. By 2025, she had earned over $20 million in endorsements in a single year and secured her place as the most decorated freestyle skier in Olympic history. She didn't apologize for wanting both cultural worlds. She didn't explain herself into exhaustion. She moved forward. And that energy feels familiar. Madonna was called too ambitious in the 80s. Rihanna was criticized for being too unapologetic about money and power. Both were told to soften their edges. They didn't. They leaned in and became untouchable. Now look at Alyssa Liu. She became a US national champion at 13 and competed in the 2022 Beijing Olympics as a teenager. Then, at 16, she quit. Not because she failed, but because she was miserable. She didn't like being told what music to skate to. She didn't like being told what to eat. She didn't like performing a version of femininity that didn't feel like her. So she walked away. That kind of exit terrifies people. It doesn't fit the script of grateful prodigy chasing gold at all costs. But 2 years later, on a ski trip with friends, she realized she missed flying through the air. She came back, this time on her terms. She chose her music. She helped design her costumes. She set boundaries around training and control. Then she won. World champion in 2025, Olympic gold in 2026. And when asked why she made certain artistic choices, leather outfits, unconventional music, her answer was simple. Because she wanted to. No elaborate justification, no over-explaining, just alignment. That kind of freedom feels similar to artists like Billie Eilish or Zendaya, women who don't overperform likability. They exist as they are and let the public adjust. Here's where it gets interesting. Women are often told that success requires smoothing themselves out, that being strategic means being agreeable, that ambition needs to be softened, and boldness needs to be wrapped in apology. But when you look at the women who become legendary, you see something else. Serena Williams was called too intense, too muscular, too dominant. She didn't repackage herself to appear smaller. She dominated anyway. Coco Chanel was considered unconventional and difficult. She built an empire. The pattern isn't subtle. The women who change industries are rarely the easiest to digest. They are coherent, they are certain, and they don't edit themselves for comfort. Now compare that to what happens when women try to soften. When athletes withdraw for mental health reasons and then feel pressured to defend themselves on every platform. When public figures apologize repeatedly for not smiling enough or not performing the right kind of femininity. Sometimes the apology satisfies critics. Often it doesn't. Because once people sense you're willing to shrink, they keep pushing. Eileen didn't shrink. Alyssa didn't shrink. They kept moving and winning. So what does this mean for you? You don't have Olympic medals on the line, but you probably have parts of yourself you're negotiating. Maybe it's your ambition at work. Maybe it's your standards in relationships. Maybe it's your creativity that doesn't fit neatly into expectations. And maybe you've been rounding those edges off to feel safer. But the parts of you that feel too much are often the parts that differentiate you. Eileen's refusal to choose one identity became her brand. Alyssa's refusal to perform delicate perfection became her strength. What if the traits you're trying to tone down are actually your leverage? Being disgustingly yourself doesn't mean being reckless or cruel. It means being aligned. It means choosing not to over-explain your decisions to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. It means trusting that coherence creates power, because once you stop editing yourself, you stop being interchangeable. And that's when people start adjusting to you, instead of the other way.
My name is Aura, and I am the best friend, the sister that you've never had. I'm here to remind you that you are that girl, so I forbid you to miss a bite of what I'm about to tell you in this channel.